From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a series of attacks have rocked Paris with dozens of people reported killed. French officials say that gunmen opened fire and set off explosions in several places in the capital and have taken hostages at the city's Bataclan concert hall. Early reports say at least 35 people have been killed in the attacks and several dozen hostages have been taken. Witnesses say at least one man opened fire with an automatic weapon at a restaurant in the city's 10th district. Another attack, an explosion, was reported in a bar near the National Stadium where France was hosting a soccer match with Germany. French President François Hollande was a spectator at the match and was evacuated. Officials say the president is holding an emergency meeting to address the crisis. He is currently addressing the nation. At the White House, President Obama said the United States stands with France in the fight against terrorism.
This is an attack not just on Paris. It's an attack not just on the people of France, but this is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond. France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again. And we want to be very clear that we stand together with them in the fight against terrorism and extremism.
Further details about the attacks were not immediately available. The attacks come weeks before global leaders gather in Paris for talks on climate change. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John is apparently dead after being killed in a drone strike in Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe the drone strike late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman.
So there is certainly, a significant blow to their prestige of ISIL. But you know, Jihadi John wasn't a major tactical figure or an operational figure.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Emwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. The Kuwait-born Emwazi, who has British citizenship, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheadings and other killings of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Massoud Barzani declared Friday that his fighters had seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting that Islamic State fighters might have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. At the White House, President Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but that the extremist group is not yet destroyed. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week, in the latest instance of Washington challenging Beijing's expansive territorial claims there. The bombers originated from and returned to a U.S. air base on Guam. According to a Pentagon spokesman, Commander Bill Urban, they conducted what he called a routine mission in international airspace. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims with Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The U.S. Geological Survey says that a magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck off the southwestern coast of Japan early Saturday. Japanese authorities are reporting several small tsunamis on at least two islands. Authorities are warning that larger tsunamis are possible, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said earlier that there was no threat from the quake, which struck at 20 hours 51 on Friday. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.